Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara is continuing to discuss the machlokes if a matbeah is nikna b'chalipin or a matbeah is not nikna b'chalipin. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Braisa, Ya'imid B'goyrin, one who wishes to make a roman is Maisa Sheni. The halacha is that Maisa Sheni that one owns, if he's paided, he has to be Maisa Fachaymish. Masha Enkin, if one's paid the Maisa Sheni that belongs to somebody else, he is not Maisa Fachaymish. So the person who's coming to be paid is all Maisa Sheni, wishes to make it into a matzev that he's been paid to somebody else's Maisa Sheni, or he's going to give his friend the money, and his friend will come be paid his Maisa Sheni, and this way they'll get out of the chiyav of Chaymish, they'll pat themselves up from being Maisa Fachaymish in the opinion of the Maisa Sheni. So if he does not have any money, he can't give him over the money, being that he doesn't have any money on him. So he tells him, he gives over to his friend the peris b'matana, and then he goes and mechal the peris that are now b'yad chaveri. And the Gemara's medayik, it's dafka if it's ein b'yadei mois, but if he would have mois, it's more l'chatchila to give over the mois b'mashicha, and when his friend has the mois, which he was kind of now b'mashicha, he'll be paid to the mois sheni that's now b'yad the bailam who owned the mois sheni. And the reason for this is that if the friend gets the money, it's less nikkah the arama. It's l'chatchila, we don't want it to be so nikkah that they're making arama to get out of the chi of chaymish. If he gives him over the money, it's not so nikkah that arama was done. Mashenkin, if he gives him the peris and goes and is poydin our peris b'yad chaveri, and then his friend goes and returns the peris to him immediately, it's more nikkah the arama, and therefore l'chatchila, we would prefer he gives him over the money. Only in this case, that it's ein b'yadei mois, the money is in his house, and he cannot make any kinyan on the money in his house to give it to his friend. Therefore, he gives him over the payris, and then is paid to the payris that are now biyad chaveri. In fact, the Gemara, if we hold out a matbeah nikna b'chalipin, if one can be makna mois b'chalipin, why can't he be makna the mois even though they're in his house and they're not in front of him in the geirin right now? Why can't he be makna the mois that I'm bebeisai? I did the kinyan sudder. He'll make a kinyan sudder with his friend right now to give him over the money that's in his house. And the Gemara answers the less lay sudder, he doesn't have a sudder. In fact, the Gemara is shimakin into malgav karka. Zok the Gemara, he doesn't have karka. In fact, the Gemara is the Braisa says that he's aimed begayrin. It's goyrin chayin shaloi. And the Gemara asks for ichpotan lash meinon gavrai tiloi. The Braisa is coming to tell us of such a case of a person who doesn't have anything. The less lay v'leklum elalav. It's a raya that a matbeah is not nikna b'chalipin, and therefore this person cannot be makna the moish sheishle bebeisai with the kinyan chalipin, and this way the friend will come be paid to the moish sheishle beyadai. Ela, he had to give him the peiris matana, and he goes and is paid there with the moish that are bebeisai, the moish that is now biyad chaveri. The mashmoyis of the braisa is that lechatchila one can go do such a arama, he can go give over the peiris to his friends lechatchila in order to be patev himself up from the chiyav of a chaymish. And l'chayri, this is difficult to understand. Usually the klal is with mitzvahs, one l'chatchila should not go patter himself up and put himself in a matzah that will be patter for mitzvahs. The Gemara Menachos tells us that be'indo derischa, there's an oynish min hashemayim for one who doesn't wear a beged shel dalat kanfis in order to be mechayim himself in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Even though in such a matzah, when he's not wearing a beged shel dalat kanfis, he's patter from tzitzis. L'chatchila, one should not put himself in a matzah that he's going to patter himself up for mitzvahs. He should try to make himself mechayim in mitzvahs. So why is it over here that we say l'chatchila, one could put himself in a matzah that'll be potter from being Moshe for Chaimish on his opinion of Maisa Sheni, l'chari this should only be a bidiyavit. And there's a Yerushalmi in Perek Dalet in Maisa Sheni, Halacha Gimel, on the Mishnah over there says, Aloshin Marimen on Maisa Sheni. And that one can make l'chatchila harama on Maisa Sheni, the Mashmoyis of Aloshin Marimen is that it's afil l'chatchila also. And the Yerushalmi there explains, is Spalgam, there's a machlekes, Reb Lezer, Reb Yesi Bar Chanina, one of them said, why can one make a arama mipnei shekosav by bracha? And the Pnei Moshe explains what Yerushalmi means to ask lama marimin is why can one make such a arama on his Maisa Sheni to pat himself up from the chiv of a chaymish? And the Yerushalmi is being a drasha, the pasuk by Maisa Sheni says, l'manye verechecha Hashem elekecha. There's a lashon bracha that it says by Maisa Sheni that will be meisiv bracha on a person. Therefore one can make his pidyon in a oifen that will give him more money. He'll bring him a bracha that will have more money. Being that the pasuk used the lashon of bracha, therefore it's a remiss to this that one can make arama to pat himself up from the chiyav of a chaymish. And the chayyav of the Yerushalmi is referring to, first of all, this that bechlal one can make such arama, that such arama is mehani, once the Maisa Sheni was already his, afilu hachi, he could give the peiris over to somebody else to make arama to pat himself up from the chiyav of being Maisa for chaymish. But the Mashmoy said the Yushalmi is that it's not only telling us this that Arama is Mahani, but also this why Lechatkhila one can make Arama. Why one could do the pidyon in a Lechatkhila and a Oifin to make himself not Mechuyev in a Chaimish. And therefore, this that the Bryce says Mashma Lechatkhila one can be paid to the Maiseh Sheni in a Oifin that he's Potter from a Chaimish is because there's a remiss in the Pasuk of Lamanya Verechacha Hashem Lekecha, the Pasuk uses a Lashon Bracha, and that's a remiss to us to this that a person should be Maisef money unto himself, will have extra money when he's paid to the Maiseh Sheni, he'll be Potter from the Chiyev of a Chaimish. Only first, the Yerushalmi brings a second on the Amar that the Lashon Bracha, that this Drasha L'manya V'recha Hashem L'Ekecha is not referring to this Halacha that one can be Mayrim on his Maiseh Sheni, but it's referring to the previous Mishnah that one can be Poyed the Keshar Azoyel, there's Kulis and Pidyon Maiseh Sheni, which are Nirmaz in the Pasuk of L'manya V'recha Hashem L'Ekecha, that through the Pidyon he would still have a Bracha and he'll have extra money. V'oid, again, the Yerushalmi is not Muchach that it's referring to the Halacha L'Chatchila one could do it, it could be the Yerushalmi is only referring to this that it's Mahani. Another possible explanation why one lechatchila could be marim on his maaseh sheni to take himself out of the chiyuv of a chaimish is based on the chiddush of Rashi and Gittin on daf mem zayin amid beis. Rashi there is mechalek between bikurim and maaseh, and Rashi explains that bikurim is a mitzvah de ram yola. It's a mitzvah mutl on a person to be mafish his bikurim and bring it to the beis hamikdash. Vashenke maaseh, Rashi explains, is not a mitzvah de ram yola. There's no mitzvah mutl on him to be mafish his maaseh, only his peiros atevel. And if he wants to eat his peiros, he has to be mafish the maisrus and be nice in the maisrus to the Levi and be mafish the maisrus sheni and the dinim of maisrus sheni have to eat it in Yerushalayim. But there is no mitzvah to be mafish the maisrus. It's only a het if he wants to eat his peiros. This is what he has to do. So according to Rashi, it's understandable being that there is no mitzvah in afreshes maisrus. It's only if he wants to eat his peiros, he has to be mafish the maisrus to make them that tevel. We can understand why one could take himself and pat himself up lechatchila from the mitzvah being maisav achaymish, being that there's no mitzvah to be mafish maisrus, there's no mitzvah to be maisav on the maisrus to make them even more. When one is paid to the maisrus, he's not mechuyev to do the extra mitzvah being maisav achaymish, being that the entire maisrus is not a mitzvah. It's only an oifen of making his peiros mutter to eat. Therefore, he would not be called being patting himself up from a mitzvah. All he is making his pidyon less and saving himself money in this that he's paid there without being maisav achaymish. But again, the Rashi is a big chiddush. Rav Yishayin Machelik and Rashi that Avad Afroshas Maisvus and Maisvus Sheni is a mitzvah, and Memelo and Achreinim over there and Gittin and Daf Mem Zayin with Beis Amatmiyah and Rashi. How could Rashi say that Afroshas Maisvus is not a mitzvah and only a din? And Al Kaponim, we will be back Shver Lachayu. Why over here Lachatchila can one be mafish? The can one be paid as Maisvus and the Oifin that it will be potter from being Maisvus for Chaimish? We can say similar to Rashi that Bechas Avram explains based similar to what we said in Rashi, only one step less. He explains that even though the Afroshas Maisis is a mitzvah and the Afroshas Maisis Sheni is a mitzvah, but Al Kaponim, this that one is paid as Maisis Sheni, there's no mitzvah to be paid as Maisis Sheni. The mitzvah Maisis Sheni is to be mafishin and bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. The din pidyon is only a kula that the Torah gave a person the opportunity if he wants to be paid the Maisis Sheni and put it onto a coin, and it'll be easier for him to bring this coin to Yerushalayim than it is to bring the payers to Yerushalayim. But there's no mitzvah in the pidyon, and therefore being that there's no mitzvah in the ma'aseh pidyon, one lechatchila can make the pidyon in a oifen that he's not being ma'aseh for chaymish. There's no mitzvah of a safas chaymish. There's no mitzvah bechlal on the pidyon. And therefore, even though normally by mitzvahs we say one should not be, one not should put himself in a matzah that'll be potter for mitzvahs, when it comes to pidyon ma'aseh sheni, one can put himself in a matzah that'll be potter for being ma'aseh for chaymish, because the din of being paid the ma'aseh sheni is not a mitzvah. It's only a din if one cannot bring the payus to Yerushalayim, he's paid it and he puts it onto the money. In the Esim Shak of Atayavar Gemara, that the Gemara is Mukim the Mishnah of Hayyamid Begoyin Ve'im Beyodeimor, is discussing a case of one who does not have a Sudder, and the Gemara asks on that, V'ichpil Tana Lashmin and Gavar Tiloi, the Leste Vulekum, the Tana telling us a case of one who has nothing, Elamai, it's a riot at Eimat Ben Nikna Bachalipin. There's a Machlikis of Ishoinim, what is the Aloch of using a borrowed Keli for the Kinyan of Chalipin? Do we say that one has to use Dafka Keli that belongs to him and a borrowed Keli is not considered him, the Kinyan Sheila is not fully his, and therefore one cannot use a Kinyan Keli that is Sha'ol for the Kinyan of Chalipin? Or do we say, no, a borrowed Keli is enough his to create a Kinyan, and one can create the Kinyan of Chalipin with a Keli that is Sha'ol? I feel a borrowed Keli also can create the Kinyan of Chalipin. Rabbeinu Peretz in our Sugi is Medayik from the Gemara that one cannot use a borrowed Keli for the Kinyan of Chalipin. Rabbeinu Peretz says it's not mistaver, the person has nothing, that he's not wearing anything on him. L'chayra, the case says, if we're talking about somebody who's less lay sudder, he does not have a sudder and he has nothing on him to create the kinyan of chalipin, it's mistaver that what he's wearing was borrowed. And being that what he's wearing is borrowed, we see from this that one cannot use borrowed clothing for the kinyan of chalipin. If one can use the borrowed clothing for the kinyan of chalipin, then he would use what he's wearing to create the kinyan of chalipin. Elamai, from the fact that the Gemara says that's less lay sudder and it's mistaver that Al Kaponim is wearing something, so it must be those clothes are borrowed, we can be medactic from our Gemara that one cannot use a borrowed keli for the kinyan of chalipin. The Ritva makes an opposite diak from our Gemara. The Ritva is medaktik from the Loshen HaGemara. It's mashma that the gav has to be artiloi. He has nothing on him bechlal. And therefore the Gemara said that's a doichik to make such a case. Memele mestavi has a sudder. And it's a right that imat benikna b'chalipin. But it's mashma that it wouldn't be a gav artiloi if he would be borrow his clothes. If he would be have things that are borrowed on him, he would be able to use the borrowed things for the kinyan of chalipin. It has to be dafka in order to say lestle sudder. He doesn't even have something that's borrowed. It's mashma from our Gemara that one can use borrowed kelim for the kinyan of chalipin, and therefore it's dafka and gavra atiloi would be an answer to the brisa why he couldn't be makna the mois with the kinyan of chalipin. So I'll go upon him over machlokes abein the peretz and the ritva and being medaktik our Gemara. If it's mashma from our Gemara that one can use a borrowed kelim for the kinyan of chalipin, one cannot use a borrowed kelim for the kinyan of chalipin. In the etzem shakratai of the Gemara, that the Gemara asks for niknin unyale the mois lehech agav sudder ishimakne the mois bachalipin, and the Gemara answers the less le sudder, to which the Gemara asks for niknin unyale agav karka, let him be makne the mois to his chaver agav karka. There's a kinyan of being makne metatl and agav the karka, let him be makne the mois agav karka, and the Gemara answers the less le karka. Toysis in the Vemaskovik Nivinikninu asks that why can't he be makanit to him the mois with the kinyan of Edisa? There is a kinyan mentioned in the Gemara and Soif Mesechtos Barbasan of Kuf Memtesa Med Aleph that if one is maided to his friend that a certain money or item or karka belongs to his chaver, that itself is a kinyan which is makanit the karka or the chayfetz or the money to his chaver. This is called the kinyan of Edisa. If one is maided is his chaver, that's a kinyan that it now belongs to him. Fektoisis, why can't it be makne the mois to his chaver with kinyan edisa, and this way it'll belong to his friend, and Memela's friend will be able to be paid to the maaser sheni. And Toisis leads us by a question, why in our sugya did not bring in this, that he can be makne the mois to his chaver with the kinyan of edisa. Toisis in Baba Kama, daf kuvdal, amid beis, diva maschel, agav, asifa, debeisa. Toisis asks a similar question, vahid de perak azov, he brings out Gemara, by the Oymid Begoyim that the Gemara asks for Nekninu Niali Agav Karka, and the Gemara answers the Lesle Karka. Zoktoisis, why don't we say she makna with the Kinyan of Edisa? Zoktoisis, over there by Maestro Sheni, we need that the Mois, or the Karka, should belong to him with the Raisa. We need that the Chaver, the one who is getting the money to be paid to the Maestro Sheni, should own it with the Raisa. And therefore, with the Kinyan of Edisa, he will not own this Karka with the Raisa. Mamela, the Gemara couldn't give the Eitza that she makna the Mois La Chaveri with the Kinyan of Edisa. So Akoponim, it would seem we have a machlokes between Tosis and Baba Kama and Tosis and Baba Metzia. Tosis and Baba Kama answers the kasha why our sugya cannot ask Pinekninu Niali by Edisa that he should be makne the mois by Edisa, being that he will not then own the mois midereisa, will not be mahani for opinion of Maaser Sheni. Mashenkin, Tosis and Baba Metzia, Tosis by us hold that one could use the kinyan Edisa to be makne the money, and Tosis lies by a kasha why in our sugya didn't the Gemara give the Eitza that he should be makne the mois with the kinyan of Edisa. And we have to explain what is the machlokes by Meh Pligi, Tosis and Baba Kama, and Daf Kodal, and Mebeis with the Tosis and Baba Metzia, and Daf Memvav and Aleph. The explanation of Tosis and Baba Kama, and Kodal, and Mebeis, why is it with the Kinyan of Edisa, one does not own the money midairaisa? Rekrege brings two stodim, two ways to explain the Tosfis. The first way Rekrege brings to explain the Tosfis is also the Tosis Achoshin and Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalad explains Tosis this way, that the Kinyan of Edisa is not a Kinyan midairaisa. Tosis and Baba Kama that the Kinyan of Edisa is only a Kinyan Midrabanan. And being that the Kinyan of Edisa is only Midrabanan, Midraisi does not own the money. And when it comes to be paid to the Maaser Sheni, he is not being paid with his own money. It's really the owner being paid to his own Maaser Sheni. So being that Midraisi, it's the owner being paid to the Maaser Sheni, he never really gave the money to his friend. He would still be Mechuyif to Maasef HaChemish Midraisa. According to this understanding of Tosis and Baba Kama, the Achrenim being a Raya from Tosis that a Kinyan Midrabanan is not Mahani Lidraisa. There's a sugi that's discussed in many places of a kinyan de rabbanon. If one only owns the money mid rabbanon, is it mahani this kinyan for inyane de raisa? And the chayyur, according to this understanding of Tosis and Baba Kama, we would have a raya that kinyan de rabbanon is not mahani le de raisa. Tosis and Baba Metzia that does not answer like Tosis and Baba Kama could be one of two possible explanations. Either the machlokes between Tosis and Baba Kama and Tosis and Baba Metzia is that Tosis and Baba Kama kinyan de rabbanon is not mahani le de raisa. And Tosis and Baba Metzia that a kinyan d'rabbanan is mani l'deraisa. This is how the Tosis explains the machlokes to Tosis and Baba Kama and Tosis and Baba Metzia. The Nesivus and Simon Samach explains Tosis and Baba Metzia this that Tosis does not answer kinyan that kinyan edisa is not mahani to make the money his m'deraisa, is because Tosfos Bava Metzia held that Edisa is the Kinyan Deraisa, and being that Edisa is the Kinyan Deraisa, the money now belongs to the Chaveira, and he would be part of for being Moshe for Chaimish, and therefore Tosfos couldn't answer like Tosfos Bava Kama. So Al Kaponim, we have two possible explanations what the Machlok is, Tosfos and Bava Kama, and Tosfos Bava Metzia is Tosfos Bava Kama held Kinyan Darabon is not Mahani Lederaisa, and Tosfos Bava Metzia either held that Kinyan Darabon is Mahani for Deraisa, or he held that Edisa is a Kinyan Midaraisa. McGregor gives a second possible explanation for Tosfos. This that Tosfos holds that if one makes a Kinyan Edisa, the money is not his Midaraisa, and he explains that Edisa is not a Kinyan Bechlal. Aideh Aidah does not make the money belong to his friend, this that he's made it's his friend. Only being that Aidah is Badin Kmei Eidim Dami, Bezdin believes his Aidah, even if they know the Aidah is not true, Bezdin takes his Aidah at face value, and if he's made it, the money belongs to his friend, Bezdin will paskin the halacha, alpi this that they assume his Aidah is MS, and the money belongs to his friend. And it's halacha that Bezdin will be goy with the money, will give it to the friend, and the friend will have rights to use the money. But Avad Aidisa itself is not a kinyan, and his friend does not have any kinyan now on the money. All he has is Aidah, that is an amonis that we assume the money is his. So to Kregel, if he's there, Tosis is saying that he does not own the money midiraisa. He has Aidah spal din kime eidin dom. He's saying the money belongs to the one he's trying to give the money to, and if a Bezdin will paskin and be goy with the money and give it to him, but there was no kinyan done yet, he does not own the money yet midiraisa. So being that he doesn't own the money yet, he cannot make a pidyon on Ma'aseh Sheni and pat up the Chiyuv Chaimish because the money doesn't really belong to him. Being that it's only Aidah Spal Din Kmei Eidin Dami, it's an emunah that it's his, but if they themselves know it's not true, then the money is not really his. You cannot use this Aidisa to pat himself up from the Chiyuv Chaimish, and it would still be considered the money of the one who owns the Peiris, and when they make the pidyon, they would still have to be Ma'aseh for Chaimish. According to this explanation of Tosfos and Bava Kama, this that Tosfos and Bava Metzia did not answer like Tosfos and Bava Kama is because Tosfos and Bava Metzia holds that Edisa is a Kenyan. Tosfos holds that not only Edisa is Ados Baldin and an Amonis, that we believe in the money belongs to the one who is made it belongs to, and Bezdin will act upon his Aidah and give the money to him, but Edisa is an actual Kenyan and makes the money belong to his friend. And therefore Tosfos and Bayos cannot answer like Tosfos and Bava Kama that the Edisa will not make the money belong like Haveri to part of the Chiyuv Chaimish, because Tosfos and Bava Metzia that Edisa is a real Kinyan, and the money would belong to his friend, and they would pater them up from the Chiyuv of Chaimish. And another nafkamina that comes out from this noise of what is the Pshat in Tosfos and Bava Kama, the Gemara asked the Kasha v'nikninu niyalei agav karka. One of the Gemara's Kashas was to let him be makne the mois agav karka. The Shita of Tosfos and Bava Kama and Afid Beza Maral of Divya Maskal Anomas Nisa Yadan is that the Kinyan of Agav, this that one can be Makne Metatlan Agav Karkois, is only a Kinyan Midarabon and is not a Kinyan Midaraisa. Tosfos Shita and Bava Kama is that this that one is Makne Metatlan Agav Karkois is only a Dindarabonon. If we had to explain Tosfos and Bava Kama was answering that Edisa is only a Kinyan Darabonon and one cannot use a Kinyan Darabonon for Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, it would be Mavur from Tosfos and Daf Kuvdal Rav Mebeis that he is Chelek on Tosfos and Daf Yudbeis Amud Aleph. It's Mavur from Tosfos and Kuvdal Rav Mebeis that he understood the Kinyan of Agav is a Kinyan Daraisa, because Tosfos says the Kinyan Darabonon would not be Mahani to Pater up the Chi of Chaimish, and he would still be Mechui of Chaimish, being that it's only a Kinyan Darabonon and not Medaraisa. And still the Gemara asks that Kinyan Agav should work, so it's Mavur from the Gemara that the Kinyan Agav is a Kinyan Daraisa and not a Kinyan Darabonon. Mashaken, according to the second side of Rukreger, that Rukreger was understanding Tosfos, not that it's only a Kinyan Darabonon, only Edisa is not a Kinyan Bechlal. It's only a Nermonis, that we believe in the money is Chaveri, but it doesn't actually give the money to his friend. There will be no Raya from Tosfos and Bava Kama Kuvdal that a Kinyan Agav is Deraisa. We could still say that the Kinyan Agav is a Kinyan Darabonon, and a Kinyan Darabonon is Mahani Deraisa, and therefore our Sugya asks, Benikninu Niyo the Agav Karka, let him be Makne the Mois Agav Karkois, and through this he'll patter himself up from being Moisef HaChaimish. Mikrege himself and the Ktais Achoshan say another terrorist to Tosfos Kasha. It's Mikrege calls it a Svara Yeshara, that one can possibly answer Tosfos Kasha. This that Tosfos asks, why in our Sugya do we not bring in the Kinyan Edisa? Let him be made the money belongs La Chaveri, and through this pat himself up from the Chiyuv Chaimish. Mikrege explains that the Kinyan Edisa is only if one is made in an oifen that he can go to Bezdin and take the money up here at the Asai. The Gemiras Das that comes to the Kinyan of Edisa, if one is Maida, a full Aidah, in such a oifen that Chaveri can go to Bezdin and be Tevea the money from him, and Bezdin will be Goyver the money based on such Aidah, that's a Aidah that could create a Kinyan, and that is the Kinyan of Edisa. But in our case, we can make an Ukimta that there are no Edim listening to the Aidah, it's only him and Chaveri. And being in this case, there are no Edim listening to the Aidah, he cannot go to Bezdin, he has no Nemonis to go to Bezdin to tell Bezdin that there was Aidah made, that the money is his. So being the chaveri who's receiving the money has no way to prove to Bezdin that there was a Aida, and he can't be gave with the money based on such Aida. A Aida that cannot be proven in Bezdin, and he can't be gave with the moment based on such Aida, is not a Aida that creates the kinyan of Aidisa. It's only a full Aida that it's a Aida that one can go to Bezdin, I'll pee this Aida, and be taver the moment. Such Aida could create a kinyan, because that's a real full Aida. There must be a gemiras das to give him over the money. But a Aida that was made in the oifin that he can't go to Bezdin and be gave with the money cannot create the kinyan of Aidisa. Therefore, our Gemara, which we can make in Ukimta, that there are no Edom around, they were Aimid Begoyrin, and there were no Edom listening to his Aida. So therefore, he can't be gaiva the money now in Bezdin based on such Aida. Such Aida would not create a kinyan of Aidisa, and therefore the Gemara could not ask v'nikninu niyale the mois with the kinyan of Aidisa. Our component to summarize what we discussed until now, Tosis asked the Kasha, why didn't our sugya say that he should be makne the mois lachaveri with the kinyan of Aidisa, and this way the money belonged to his friend, and they'll patter themselves up from being mois of techiv of a chaymish, and Tosis left it by a question. We said over Tosis and Baba Kama and Daf Kavdal and Mebeis answered that I did the kinyan of Aidisa, the mois will not belong lachaveri midairaisa, and therefore will not patter him up from the chiv of a chaymish. And the Chayv, we see a machlekes between Tosis by us and Tosis and Baba Kama. We said there were two possible explanations for Tosis and Baba Kama. Either Tosis and Baba Kama are saying that the kinyan the Aidisa is only the kinyan of the Rabbanon, and Tosis holds the kinyan of the Rabbanon is not mehani l'dayraisa. And the machlekes between Tosis and Baba Kama and Tosis and Baba Metzia would be either if kinyan the Rabbanon is mehani l'dayraisa or kinyan the Rabbanon is not mehani l'dayraisa. Or if Tosis and Bab Metzia held that, like the Nesivus explains in Siman Samach, that the Kinyan Adisa is Deiraisa, and therefore it will not be a Sugi Bachal of Kinyan Darabana being Mahani the Deiraisa. The second possible explanation for Tosis in Baba Kama, why the money does not belong to him in Deiraisa, is because Adisa is not a Kinyan. Adisa is only a Aida that Bezdin acts upon this Aida and goes and is to give the money for the one he was made to. It's Aida Svadin Kim Aiden Dami, there's an Amonis, but it's not an actual Kinyan making the money belong Lachaveri. And if when again Maise Sheni, even if he was made in this Aida Svadin saying the money is his, but it would still not be Mahani to patter them up from the Chiv of a Chaymish, and therefore that's why the Gemara did not ask for Nekninu Niyali with the Aidisa. And the fear this, the machlekes between Tosis and Baba Kama and Tosis and Baba Metzia would be whether or not Aidisa is just Aida Spaldin on the Amonis, or Aidisa is an actual Kinyan which now gives the money Lachaveri that he owns the money based on the Aida. And lastly, we said over the Teretz of the Tzais and Reb Akiva Eger, they answer up this that our Gemara does not say v'neknin nirli b'Aidisa is because only Aida that one could be given Bezdin on based on such Aida creates the Kinyan of Aidisa. That's a real Aida that comes through the Gemara's Das to be makna the moment over Lachaveri. But being that over here we can make an ukimta that there are no Edom around, and therefore the Aida was not done if no Edom, and he can't be gaiva and Bezdin the moment based on the Aida, therefore such Aida would not create the Kinyan of Aidisa. And Mela, that's why our Gemara didn't ask v'neknin nirli the mois with the Kinyan of Aidisa. The Gemara continues to bring rise to the Machloikis, whether or not a Matpeya is Nikna Bachalipin or a Matpeya is not Nikna Bachalipin. The Gemara brings the Raisa Aresha Yuchamorov, Upoil of Toivinoisoi Beshuk. His workers were being Tevei and Beshuk, and he does not have any money on him, so he tells a Shulchani, Tain Liba Dina Mois, give me a dinar worth of money, and I'll pay you back a dinar retrisis, mi Mois Shiesh Le Bebesi. I'll give you back a dinar retrisis for money that I have already in my house. And the Chayyur, this is regular Ribbis Dei Raisa. He's borrowing from the Shulchani a dinar to pay his workers, and he's going to pay him back a dinar of treses from the Moish Yesh Lebebeisi. He's going to pay him back more than what he borrowed. So the Gemara understands this, that it's mutter for him to take from the Shulchani a dinar and pay him back a dinar of treses is because it's not al vobichlal, being that he already owns the money in Spebeisai. The Shas, the Shulchani gives him the dinar, the Shulchani is being koiner the dinar of treses with the Kinyan of Chalipin. So we see from this that a matpeya is nikna b'chalipin, one can be koine matpeya b'chalipin, and therefore the shulchani is being koine the dinar retrisis with the kinyan of chalipin, and it's not considered a avor, it's considered an exchange, and therefore there is no issa ribis. And the Gemara answers that we're discussing prutitus, that there's no raya from here that a matpeya can be nikna b'chalipin. We are discussing a case when the shulchani gave the employer, the one who's paying up his workers, he gave him prutatos, he gave him coins that do not have a tzura, and they do not have the halacha of matbeya, and he's going to pay him back also prutatos coins without a tzura, and they don't have the halacha of matbeya, and therefore it's considered a kinyan of chalipin, and it's not considered alva, and there is no issa of ribis. The Gemara brings the second teretz of Ashi, Amar la'olam b'damimu u'b'prutatos. We're discussing a case where the shulchan is giving him dam, and he's going to pay back prutatos, kivon de islay, being that he has the money b'beisai, it's nasik oimel veniachi of ibni oyachem tsamavtech. It's considered he's borrowing money, and it's avoachi of ibni oyachem tsamavtech. There's a loch by avoa sob sob by ribis de abonon. When one borrows a son, pays back a sob, we are chishish that maybe the sob went up in value, b'shas he was paying it back. So he's really paying back more than what he borrowed. So it's also to lend sob sob, it's also to borrow object sob sob because they could go up in value. But in the case where he has the money bebeisai, where he has the object that he's paying back, he has it bebeisai, there is no issa of sa besa. So the Gemara, being that he has the mois already bebeisai, it's not sekai melveni achiyav ibni ayachem to mafteich, and therefore there is no issa of ribis. Tosis in Divrei Maaschal, nasekai melveni asks that l'chayre the heter of achiyav ibni ayachem to mafteich, that he already has the money, we do not consider the alva, is only a heter on the alva of sa besa, being that alva of sa besa is not ribis deraisa. He's not really paying back more than what he borrowed. He's paying back the exact object that he borrowed. Only there's a chashash that went up in value, and therefore he's paying back more than what he borrowed. And that's only an issa ribis d'rabban, and it's not ribis k'tzutza. Over there, there's a heter of achiyav ibni oyach emtsa mafteach. But in our case, that he's borrowing a dinar and paying back a dinar atrisis, where it's a regular ribis d'raisa, l'chayr, there should not be any heter of achiyav ibni oyach emtsa mafteach. So how could Agamar have a heter for a regular ribis when one is borrowing a dinar and paying back more than what he borrowed, being that he has the money for basis, which we have to on ribis? We don't find the heter of achiyav ibni oyach emtsa mafteach on a ribis deraisa. And Tosis answers that just like we find by sol b'sol, there's a heter of achiyav ibni oyach emtsa mafteach, so too in our case, being that it's not really alva, it's derech mekach u'memkach. We look at this, that he's taking a dinar, giving back a dinar atrisis as derech mekach u'memkach. And in the case of derech mekach u'memkach, it's not ribis deraisa, and it's only ribis derabanan. And just like we find in other cases of ribis derabanan, there's a heter of achiyav ibni oyach emtsa mafteach. So too in our case also, being that it's derech mekach u'memkach, it's only ribis derabanan, there's a heter of achiyav ibni oyach emtsa mafteach. To explain Tosfos, why is it that we look at our case as derech mekach u'memkach, and we don't look at it as alva? The Nesivus and Simon in Chavaz Das in Yeridea Simon Kuf Samach Aleph Sivkot and Aleph asks, how do we ever judge when is something considered a derech mekach u'memkach, and when do we consider it a avo? In a case when one is giving an object and taking back a different object, when do we look at this as a avo and a piroin, and there isn't a servibus, and when do we look at it as derech mekach u'memkach, that they're making an exchange, and we don't look at it as a avo, we look at it as a mekach u'memkach, and in such a case there will not be ribis deraisa, there will only be ribis derabanan. And the Chavaz Das gives the klal that when one is lending an object, or he's lending something, and he's paying back the exact thing that he lent, he's paying back at a later date, that's considered a avo. If one gives money and he pays back that money, the coin that he lent, he's paying back at a later date, that's considered a avo. But if one gives one object and receives a different object, we don't look at that as a avo, we look at that as derech mekach u'memkach. If one gives coins and receives back a chayfetz, or if one gives one type of chayfetz and receives back a different type of chayfetz, we look at this as an exchange, and we look at it as derech mekach u'memkach and not alva, and there would not be ribis deraisa. Any dinei ribis in such a case would be mederabanan, even if he pays it back at a later time and he's paying back more than what was originally given to him, that would be considered ribis derabanan and not ribis deraisa, being that it's derech mekach u'memkach. So l'chayre, that's the kavana of our Tosfos. The case we're discussing, the shulchan is giving damim and he's paying back prutatos. Dammim and prutatos are not the same thing. He's giving dammim and receiving back something else. Therefore, we look at it as derech mekach u'memkach. And being that this is looked at as an exchange and not as alva, there is no issa ribis deraisa. And maybe we would have the heter of achiyav ibni oyach emtsa mafteach. There's a machlekes ha'achreinim. How far does this heter of Tosfos extend? How far do we say that it's considered derech mekach u'memkach, and there's a heter of achiyav ibni oyach emtsa mafteach? And in what cases do we consider derech alva? The machlokes is found in the Shach in Yeridea Siman Kufa and Gimel Sivkot in Yedalet and the Sma over there. The Shach holds that Tosfos is talking about dafka case and one is giving matbeah, the shulchan is giving money, and the employer is paying back prutatos, he's paying back a coin that does not have a tzura, he's not paying back a matbeah bechlal. Being that he's receiving money and paying back something that does not have a loch of a matbeah, that's considered derech mekach u'memkach. We have the head of achiyav ibni oyach emtsa mafteach. But shnei mini matbeahs. If he is giving a matbeah of one type of coin and he pays back a different type of coin, in such a case, that would still be considered derech alva. That would be considered he's paying back the same thing. And in such a case, it would be considered derech alva and it would be ribis deraisa, and we would not have the heter of achiyav ibni oyach emtsa mafteach. The shita sasma is afilu two types of coins also. If one lent one type of coin and he paid him back a different type of coin, being that he's not receiving back what he lent him, that's considered derech mekach u'memkach also. And afilu in such a case also, there's a heter of achiyav ibni oyach emtsa mafteach. And Be'emes, this machlokes is really telling the Gesoyis in the Gemara. Our Gesoyis in the Gemara is Rav Ashi Amar Lo'ilam B'damim U'B'Prutatos. That Rav Ashi's teretz was that the Shulchan is giving a matbeah and receiving back prutatos. It's receiving back something that does not have the halacha of a matbeah. And that would be like the Shach. Mashenken, there are some Mishanim of the Girsin, the Gemara, Beprutois, that he's paying back a Pruto, and Afilu, if he's paying back a coin also, that's considered the Echmekach Umemka, and Afilu, in a case when one is giving a coin and receiving back a different type of coin also, it's not considered Ribbis Deraisa, and it has the Het of Achiel Vibni Oyachem Tzemavteach. And this Machlokes in the Rishonim and the Gersois is found in the Nemuk Yosef and our Sugyo, brings Machlokes, the Ran and the Ravid. The Ran says, Afilu b'shnei minim atpeyos, also we have the Heter of Rav Ashi, that Vav Achiyo v'bni oyach emtsa mafteach, is Geris Nagamor b'prutois, and the explanation of the Ran would be is that this is also considered the Echmeka Chumemka, being that he's receiving back a different type of coin. Therefore, it's Ribbis the Rabbanon, and we have the Heter of Achiyo v'bni oyach emtsa mafteach. The Nemuk Yosef brings the Shitas Ravid is that Dafka, when one is giving back prutatois, he's giving back a davar she'ena lov din matbeya. In such a case, we say that it's derech mekach or memkar, and there's a heter of achiyav v'bni oyach emtsa mafteach. But if one gives one type of coin, and he pays back a different type of coin, in such a case, it's still considered derech halva, and it would be ribbis deraisa, and we would not have the heter of achiyav v'bni oyach emtsa mafteach. To quickly summarize, we discussed Tosis Kasha, why is it in our sugi we have the Heter of Achiyo v'bni oyach emtsa mafteach? The Pashtas, our sugi is discussing a regular case of Ribbis Deraisa, one is lending money and paying back a dinar retrieves, paying back more than what he borrowed. Tosis answer being that it's Derech Mekach u'memkar, it's not Ribbis Deraisa, and it's similar to Sabasa, and Afilu by this Ribbis Derabonon, also we have the Heter of Achiyo v'bni oyach emtsa mafteach. We explain Tosis al-Pidu al-Chavizdas, and Tzimim Kuf Samach Aleph, Sivkot and Aleph, the Chavizdas says the Chiluk between a Mekach u'memkar, and alvo is alvo when he's paying back exactly what he borrowed, the same item that he borrowed he's paying back. Mashenken a mekach u'memkar is an exchange when he's giving back something different than what he borrowed. And we mentioned that there's a machlokes in the achronim between the shach and the sma, whether or not Tosis Heter applies dafka when one pays back prutatois, he pays back a matbeah, so something that does not have a din of a matbeah, it does not have a tzura on it, and therefore we consider it derech mekach u'memkar. And the sma is afilu by shnei minim matbeah, also we look at it as derech mekach u'memkar. Being that Lamaisa is paying back a different coin to what he borrowed, we don't look at it as a avo, we look at it as derech mekach u'memkar. And we said be'emes, there's not only machlokes in the poskim between the shach and the sma, it's a machlokes of Rishonim, Brun, the Nemuk Yosef and our sugya, between the Ravid and the Ran. The Ravid holds that it's dafka by prutatois and not prutatois, and das Ran is afilu by prutatois also. We have the heter of Achiyo v'bni oyach emtsa mafteach, being that he's paying back a different coin, it's considered derech mekach u'memkar, not derech avo. The Gemara continues with another kasha on the mandiyama that a matbea cannot be used in the kinyan of chalipin from the Mishnah in Kedushin. Kol anase damim be'acher, anything that is made as a damim, it's used to evaluate other things. Kivin shezocha zen is chayiv zeh b'chalipin. So the Gemara, what does it mean? It's nase damim be'acher. That's l'chay referring to a matbea. Coins is something that's used to evaluate other things. So we see from here that a matbea can be used for the kinyan of chalipin. And the Gemara answers, no, we don't mean kol anasim damim be'acher. What the Mishnah means to say is kol anishim damim be'acher, anything that is evaluated with money. We're referring to chafetzim. Chafetzim are evaluated with money. Kivin shezocha zen is chayiv zeh b'chalipin, that one can use chafetzim for the kinyan of chalipin, but avada or matbeah cannot be used for the kinyan of chalipin. And the Gemara continues to bring a raya to the teretz achinayim mistavra, because the Mishnah ends off ketzad hichlev shor bepara. The Mishnah ends off as an example of the case of kol anase damim be'acher is achlofa shor bepara. A shor and a para is not a matbea. A shor and a para are chafetzim. So we see when the Mishnah said kol anase damim be'acher, it was not referring to a matbea. What it really meant was kol anishim damim be'acher, things that are evaluated with money. The hainu ketzad hichlev shor bepara. Or chamor b'shar, or achlof of behemis, which is achlof of chafetzim, and not exchanging money. The Gemara then asks, being that the sefer's mavur that we're discussing are achlof of shar and a para, and a chamor and a shar, and we're not referring to matbea, what was the havamina b'chlal to read the Mishnah called Nasadam ba'acher? The sefer of the Mishnah's mavur that we are not discussing a matbea b'chlal. And the Gemara says, l'fi the havamina, the way to read the Mishnah is, Upeiri nami avdi chalipin, not only a matbeya is called nasa dam ba'acher is avdi chalipin, but a peiri also can be used for chalipin. Ketzad hichlif shor bepara oi chamor b'shor. The ketzad is not going back on a matbeya which is used as a chalipin. The ketzad was that we add to the Mishnah that not only a matbeya can be used for chalipin, but peiri nami avdi chalipin, one can use peiri for chalipin also. And on that, the Mishnah is giving the example of achlof ha-shor bepara. There's a shaila in the girsa of the Rishonim if we are goyis basar shor or we goyis shor. When the Mishnah when the Gemara is miyashiv the man the havamina that held the Mishnah is referring to a matbeya and we're adding to the Mishnah peiri nami avdi chalipin. What is the example of peiri nami avdi chalipin? Is the ketzad hichlif shor bepara, one is exchanging two animals? Exchanging two animals is considered a peiri nami avdi chalipin, or is the girsa basar shor bepara, one is not exchanging the shor itself, an animal itself, for a para or a chamor for a shar. He's exchanging the basar of a shar, and a basar is considered peri, and therefore that's the example of peri nam yavdi chalipin. The chilek in these gersois is in explaining the hemshech ha-gemara. The gemara is mamshech ha-nichalu ev-sheshesh that says a peri can be avdi chalipin. There's a machlekes on daf mem zayin whether or not one can use peris for chalipin or one has to use dafka keli for the kinyan of chalipin. And if sheshesh holds that one can also use peris for the kinyan of chalipin. So according to Efsheshes, it's good the Gemara's teretz of Uperi Nami Avdi Chalipin. But according to Ev Nachman, that one needs a keli for the kinyan of Chalipin, how could we answer Uperi Nami Avdi Chalipin? L'chayu l'fi Ev Nachman, we need dafke a keli, and a peri cannot be used for Chalipin, and who then one cannot exchange a shor b'parah. A shor b'parah is not a keli. So how could one use, how could the Mishnah say the kinyan of Chalipin keitzad is hichlif shor b'parah if one needs a keli for the kinyan of Chalipin? Rashi is goyris keitzad the hichlif shor b'parah and a chamor b'shar that we're referring to the achlof of two animals, and on that the Gemara is asking on nichalu efsheshes that dafka according to efsheshes who holds that a peri can be used for chalipin. There the Gemara can say keitzad hichlif shor b'parah ma'ase enkin if you have nachmin that one needs a keli for the kinyan of chalipin, a achlof of shor b'parah would not be a kinyan of chalipin because a shor and a parah are not considered kelim. And being that a shor b'parah are not kelim, according to Rav Nachman, they cannot create the kinyan of chalipin. On that, the Gemara is asking, according to Rav Nachman, how we can answer up the havamina. If the Mishnah in the beginning was referring to Mois, how could the Mishnah give an example of keitzad hichlif shor b'parah? And Rashi speaks out that according to him, that we're not goyris basar shor, we're goyris keitzad hichlif shor b'parah, because an animal itself is also not considered a keli and cannot create the kinyan of chalipin. The Gemara's question is not only lefimai desalka daitach that the Gemara added into the Mishnah uperi nami avdi chalipin keitzad hichlif shor b'parah. Even according to Gemara's teretz, that the Mishnah does not mean kol anasa dam ba'acher. The Mishnah means kol anishoim damim ba'acher, that any animal which is evaluated with money, and on that we were explaining keitzad hichlif shor b'parah. It's also shver hanichal lev sheishes avalev nachma yikal meimar. Because even in the teretz of the Gemara of Kol Anishim Damim Ba'acher, also the example the Mishnah gave for the kinyan of Chalipin was Hichlif Shor B'Parah. And being that the example was the case of something that is not a keli, it's only good according to Efsheshes, according to Ev Nachman, Ma'ikel Meimar. Tosis is Chaylik on Rashi, and it's also the Girsa of the Rif. Tosis is Goyris Basar Shor B'Parah. And Tosis explains this, that he argues on Rashi, is because Rashi holds an animal is not considered a keli. Tosis holds that an animal is considered a keli, being that a person could be mishtamish with the animal, and he can use it to carry masois and lachrish sadeyu, he has usages with the animal is considered a keli b'negeh, the kinyan of chalipin. So Zaktaisis, according to Rav Nachman, when one is machlef a shor and a para, one can create the kinyan of chalipin, even though Rav Nachman requires a keli for the kinyan of chalipin, a behemoth is considered a keli, and therefore it could create the kinyan of chalipin. And therefore, Tosis is goyus in the Gemara that when the Gemara was answering for kol anase damim ba'achir, what was the havamina? If the Mishnah gave an example of hichlif shor b'parah, how could we have a havamina that the Mishnah was referring to in the reisha or matbea could be used for the kinyan of chalipin? And the Gemara said that peri nami avdi chalipin, that we add into the Mishnah that a peri could be a chalipin. The ketzah, the girsa wasn't ketzah hichlif shor b'parah, only the girsa is hichlif basar shor b'parah. We are goyus that the Mishnah is giving an example of peri nami avdi chalipin, a peri can be used with kinyan of chalipin, not a keli, and a shor and a para are kelim. So we're goyus in the Mishnah ketzad hichlif basar shor b'parah, and basar shor b'parah is a peri, being that it's basar, not a real animal, it's only meat, therefore it's not a keli, it's only peri, and that was the example of the Mishnah of peri nami avdi chalipin. And that was only l'fi the havamin of the Gemara, l'fi the maskon of the Gemara, kol anishim damim ba'acher, that the Mishnah was not referring to a matbeah, the Mishnah was referring to kelim, which one is machlif, in the kinyan of chalipin. So then the girsa was, keitzad hichlif shor b'parah, we were talking about machlif kelim, and there was no kashan of Nachman, it's good, bein l'fi of Nachman, bein l'fi of Sheshes, because the shor and a parah are considered kelim. It's only in the havamin of the Gemara that the Gemara is stuck in uperi nami avdi chalipin. There the Gemara's example was basar shor b'parah, because basar shor is a peri and not a keli. And on that the Gemara says, anichal lev sheishes avalam nachma yikal meimar. So akoponim, it's yetzis from this, a machlikis between Rashi and Tosis and the Rif. According to Rashi, the basar shor and a parah are not considered kelim for the kinyan of chalipin, and one cannot create the kinyan of chalipin when he's being machlif animals. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos and the Rif, an animal is considered a keli, being that he's mishtamish with the animal to be carrying masois for lachrish sadeyu, therefore the animal is considered a keli for the kinyan of chalipin. And this that the Gemara has a kasher of Nachman is dafka because we are goyis basar shor b'parah, that's an example of peri nami avdi chalipin, and over there it's a kasher of Nachman because of Nachman requires dafka a keli. L'chayra, this machlekes Rashi and Tosis, whether or not an animal is considered a keli for the kinyan of chalipin, they are going l'shitasam. On Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis, we have a machlekes Rashi and Tosis, whether or not a matbeya is considered a keli for the kinyan of chalipin. Shitas Rashi is that a matbeya is not a keli for the kinyan of chalipin, and the Amra that holds a matbeya is nasa chalipin does not stim with of Nachman, because of Nachman requires dafka a keli for the kinyan of chalipin. Tosis de Vemaschel a matbeya nasa chalipin is chaylik on Rashi, and Tosis holds a matbeya is considered a keli for the kinyan of chalipin. And Tosis explains, being that one can use a matbeya, it's roy lishkol by mashkolis, you can use it as a weight on a scale, v'oy de roy litlois betzavabita, you can use it as a necklace for his daughter. Therefore, the matbeya has a shtamshesin, and memela can be considered a keli for the kinyan of chalipin, and even according to Rav Nachman, he can hold that a matbeya is nasa chalipin. So, Akoponim, Rashi and Tosis are going to shitosom. According to Rashi, that a behemoth is not considered a keli for the kinyan of chalipin, Rashi does not hold that something that's really shtamshbo is enough to be considered a keli for the kinyan of chalipin. One needs dafka, a keli mamish for the kinyan of chalipin. Therefore, huadin a matbeya also is not considered a keli for the kinyan of chalipin. Mashaykin, according to Tosfos, Tosfos holds that an animal, being that it has a shtamshes, memela is considered a keli for the kinyan of chalipin. We do not require dafka keli mamish for the kinyan of chalipin, who had been also matbeya is considered a keli for the kinyan of chalipin. The Gemara answers, according to Rav Nachman, who requires a keli for the kinyan of chalipin, the way to read the Mishnah of Kohanasa Damim Ba'acher, the Mishnah is bringing the kinyan of chalipin, and then the Mishnah is being mamshich, yesh damim shenka chalipin. There are times that there's a money that could be kinda like the kinyan of chalipin. Ketzad hichlif dmei shar bepara. We add into the Mishnah dmei shar. If one sells to his friend a shar, and now the buyer owes the seller the value of the shar that he received, and now they want to exchange this that he owes him the value of the shar, he'll give him a para. They'll exchange what he owes him the value of the shar, and he'll exchange that for a para. And this way now he won't owe him the value of the shar anymore. He'll give him a para in its stead. In such a case, the mois can be kindness. In such a case, yesh dam shenka chalipin, the value of the shar can be kind of the para for the buyer, and now he will now own the para. And the Gemara explains, because Rav Nachman holds like a b'yichanon, really that midereis and mois are always kindness. Only midrabbanan they were oiker the kinyan of mois because of exavish and meyemel and nisifu chitecha ba'aliyah. There's a chash that the buyer will come to a hefsid because the seller will say nisifu chitecha ba'aliyah, that his chitecha got destroyed, and therefore Chazal will oiker the kinyan mois. But they were only oiker the kinyan mois in cases when it's shchiach, such a case of being machlev d'meishar b'par is a milsad l'shchicha, and therefore the Rabbanim were not oiker the kinyan mois, and we go back to the halacha that the mois are kainis min ha-tayra, and this is what the Mishnah is bringing of yesh dam shenka chalipin. There's a machlekes ha-rishayim in the Baal HaMor and the Mechamis, how to explain this gemara of yesh dam shenka chalipin. The sheet of the Baal HaMor is that they're exchanging right now a shar and a para. We're not referring to first he sells the shar, and then now he owes him the money of the shar, and later on they're exchanging the value of the shar for the para. Only the Baal HaMor holds, we're talking b'shasti exchange, they are exchanging a shar and a para. Only normally when one exchanges two items, they don't mention the value of the items b'chlal. He says, I want to exchange a shar for a para. He gives him the shar, he gives him back the para, and that's the way the exchange is done. They now exchange the shar and a para. Over here we're discussing a case of exchanging a shar and a para. He tells him, I'm exchanging a shar valued at $100. And he says back to him, I'm giving you back a para with a value of $100. The Hainu, they're not exchanging the etzem chayfetz of the shar and the para. They are speaking at the value, and we look at that as they're exchanging the value of the shar. They are using the shar as a money. They're using the shar for its value. I'm giving you $100. The shar is what I'm giving you, the $100. The shar is the $100 that I'm giving you. And the other one giving back to him is he's giving him a para. That's the $100 he's giving him back, is the para itself. Over there, we look at it as yesh dam shenka chalipin. We look at it as if he's giving him a dmei shar. And therefore, in such a case, it could be kind of with the kinyan of mois, and being that it's such a oifen of being machlif a shar and a para, it's a milsad leishchicha, therefore chazal will not oiker the kinyan mois, and in such a case, the shar will be kind of with the kinyan of mois, yesh dam shenka chalipin. The Mechamis is chaylik on the Baal HaMor, and the Mechamis holds afilu in such a case that they spoke out the value of the shor b'shas that they're exchanging the shor and the para. Also, we do not look at this as a mois, we look at this as a regular chalipin, and that would be considered being machlif for shor and a para, and it will be kainu with the kinyan of chalipin. What our Gemara is referring to when it says yesh dam shenka chalipin is that first he sells him the shor, and now the buyer owes the seller the value of the shor. He did not yet pay for this that he received the shor. And now they want to exchange this that he owes him for the shor that he received. He wants to exchange that for a para. He wants to give him a para instead of this that he owes him the money. And the para will be instead of the chayv mam that he has for this that he owes him a shor. And in such a case, yesh dam shenka chalipin, the fact that he owes him the dmei ashor, the dmei ashor will be kinder for the meicher than now he's kinder the para with this that he's being meichel the chayv. that the buyer owes him the Dmei Ashar. So according to the Ramban, they are exchanging the chayv that he has because he received the shor. They're exchanging that for the para, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Yesh dom shen kach halipin. Bekitzer, there's a machlokes, the machames, and the Baal Amor. According to the Baal Amor, we're referring to vishasti exchange of a shor and a para. They are speaking out that I'm giving you a shor valued at $100. So we look at it, kilu, he's giving him the shor as money. He's giving him as a value of $100. We don't look at it. We don't look at this as an exchange of a shor and a para. And according to the Mechamos, referring to later on, he sold him a shor, and now he owes him the money for the shor. And on a later date, they want to exchange the chayv that of the Dmei Ashar that he owes him for a para. In such a case, yesh dom shen kach halipin, and that will be kinder for the buyer than now he owns the para. And the feeling of the Baal Amor, it's easily understood what yesh dom shen kach halipin, he's giving him right now the shor. We look at the shor as a mois, and the mois can be kindness, being that it's a milsa d'lo shchicha. But according to the sheet of the Mechamos, we have to explain, where's the kinyan? L'chayra, they're exchanging a chayv that he owes him the Dmei Ashar. Dmei Ashar cannot be kind of para. So where's the kinyan when one gives a Dmei Ashar in exchange for the para? With what is he being kind of the para? The sheet of Revi Shainim is like the Mechamos and not like the Baal Amor. And Taisis and Arasugya also goes with the sheet of the Mechamos, asks this question with what is he being kind of the para l'chayra? He's only giving it back the Dmei Ashar. It's only a chayv ba'alma. And Taisis asks that the Gemara in Kedushin on the Afavim and Beis tells us that Mekadesh b'milva loikana, that if one is Mekadesh with a chayv, he cannot be Mekadesh in Isha with a chayv ba'alma. He has to give an actual kesef. He cannot create the Maisa Kedushin with a chayv. And Taisis brings also u'b'mecher loikana, that by mecher also such a kinyan doesn't work. And this is the Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph in Kedushin is also mevuer, that one cannot be kaina chayfetz with a chayv ba'alma. If Reuven owes Shimon money, Shimon cannot be kaina something of Reuven's with this, that he's meichel the chayv, and he gives him, and he's being, it looks at a kilo, he paid up a chayv. We cannot be kaina chafetzim with a chayv ba'alma. So how is it in our sugi that yesh dom shen kach halipin, that one can be kaina the par with the Dmei Ashar, the chayv is being kaina with a chayv ba'alma? And Taisis explains that the seller of the shor is being kind of the par with the anoas mechilas milva. He's being moichel the chayv that the buyer owes him the Dmei Ashar, and the anoa that he's giving the buyer with this that he's being moichel the chayv, he wants to be kind of the para with the anoas mechilas milva. He's giving him the anoa by being moichel his chayv. With that anoa, he can be kind of the para, and that's the kinyan we're discussing, our sugya. And Taisis brings, we find that by kedushin, one can be mekadesh and isha with the anoas mechilas milva. One cannot be Mekadesh and Isha with a Chayv, but he can Mekadesh and Isha with the Anah of the Mechilas Milve. It is a Kedushin, and who had done an Arsugi, Yesh Dom Shen Kach Halipin, is if one can buy a Para with the Anah of the Mechila of the Chayv, and that is what Arsugi is discussing of Yesh Dom Shen Kach Halipin. The Bir Agra in Ois Aleph on the side of the Gemara brings that the Shita Saramam is Chaylik on Taisvis. And the Rambam holds that Yesh Dom Shen Kach Halipin in our sugya is mevur, that one can be koina a chayfetz with a chayv ba'alma, one can be koina a chayfetz with a alva. And the Rambam brings in Perek Zayim Milchus Mechira that if one is koina a chayfetz with a alva, it creates a misha para. Being even though Mois had ain't a kindness, but Mois created a misha para, and just like Mois created a misha para, who had in alva also could create a misha para. And the Rambam in Perek Hef Milchus Mechira brings in our case when one wants to be koina a chayfetz with the Dmei Ashar, being that it's a milsa d'lo shchicha, so with it would be kind of lagamri. Not only will it create a misha para, but it will be kind of lagamri. The shita saramam is that one can be kind of a chayfetz with a alva. This that Taisis asks from the sugyan kedushin that mekadesh b'milve, if one is mekadesh and isha with a alva, it's einem mekudeshes. The gemara and avav amabez in kedushin, and the gemara and af mem zayin amad aleph in kedushin that bubemechel lekona, one cannot use alva to be kind of a chayfetz. The Maga Mishnah explains. The Rambam holds that our sugyan in Adaf Mem Vav Mem Beis is chaylik on the sugyan kedushin on Adaf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, and our sugyan holds that one can be koina chayfetz with alva. It's machlikas asugyas. The sugyan kedushin holds that one cannot be koina chayfetz with a milve, and the sugyan bav mitzias that one can be koina chayfetz with a milve, and therefore the Rambam paskin like our sugyan yesh dom shen kach halipin that one can be koina chayfetz with a chayv, and being that over here that's a milsud leishchichas, so even though normally mois are not koinas, over here one will be koina legamri, one can be koina para with the dmei ashar. The Shkasha is, according to the Rambam, what's the chilek? The Gemara by Kedushin and Davov and Beis, Mekadesh b'milva, Einu Mekudeshes, and the Rambam paskins that Gemara is la'alocha, that if one is Mekadesh and Isha with a milva, it's Einu Mekudeshes. And by Mecha, the Rambam's learning that our sugi is chilek on the sugi and Kedushin, and one can be kaina chayvetz with a milva. What is the chilek between Kedushin that one cannot use alva for the kesef Kedushin to be Mekadesh and Isha, and one can use alva to be kaina chayvetz, and it could be the kesef kinyan of a chayvetz, even though it's only Avo Ba'alma, what's the chilek between Kedushin and Mecha? Avni Miluim is Masver, the chiluk between Kedushin and Mecha. By Kedushin, there's a special halacha. One must give the Isha Kesef, Sheish Leisha Anomine. One must give the Isha Kesef that she can receive a positive anor from. And when one is Mekadesh with a milveh, when one is Mekadesh with this that the Isha owes him money, the Isha is not receiving any positive anor from this that he's Meichel or the Chayv. All she is gaining is this, that she does not have to pay it back, but she's not receiving anything that she can be nana from. She's not receiving a kesef that she can be nana from this kesef. Therefore, mekadesh b'milveh deinu mekudeshes. Masha'inkin, when it comes to mecher, there is no halacha that one must give a kesef sheyesh to the seller anominate. All one needs in order to create a kinyan, to create a ma'aseh kinyan by a mecher, is he must give a kesef. And being that an avah is considered a kesef in a ger kinyan, so mele, one who wants to be kind with avah, it is nikner, as Dr. Rambam, in a case where mois would be kindness, like our case of Yesh Dom Shein Kach Alif, and that it's leishchicha, a milveh is considered a kesef and it can be kinder. And in a regular case, avah is considered a kesef, even though mois in a kindness, it will create a misha para. And Mr. Zalman is mazbir, according to the Rambam, the chiluk between kedushin and mecher. We mentioned the last year, there are two types of kesef kinyan. There's kesef kinyan, when one gives the kesef, that's the ma'aseh kinyan, the nesinas ha-kesef is the ma'aseh kinyan. It's not the piroin that he's beginning now to pay for the object, it's a ma'aseh kinyan of giving kesef, nesinas ha-kesef is kinyan. And there's a second form of kesef, which we call kesef shivoy. There's a kesef that one gives, he's beginning to give the value, he's beginning to pay for this that he's buying the object. And his beginning payment, his first payment, that itself is kinyan, and that's considered kesef shivoy. It's a kesef of paying for the object. There are two types of kinyanic kesef. There's kesef kinyan, it's a ma'aseh kinyan of giving kesef. And this kesef shivoy, there's the kinyan of beginning to pay for the object. Zokta Mrs. Zalman, that the Rambam holds, when it comes to mecher, the kinyan kesef is a kesef shivoy. It's the beginning to pay for the object that is being kinyan. Mashenke, when it comes to Kedushin, it's not a Kesef Shivoy. One is not paying for the Isha with the Maisa Kedushin. It's a Kesef Kinyan. It's a Maisa Kinyan of giving a Pruta to an Isha as Mekadesh to Isha. But it's not Kesef Shivoy. It's not paying for the value of the Isha. It's not a beginning payment of the value for the Isha. Therefore, Zokta Mrs. Zalman, that when it comes to Kedushin, Mekadesh Bemilvah Einu Mekudeshes, being that it's Kesef Kinyan, one must give a real Kesef. In order to create a Maisa Kinyan of Kesef, there's a Din Kesef on it. A Milvah is not a Kesef, and therefore cannot create the Maisa Kedushin and Isha's Einu Mekudeshes. When it comes to Mecher, being that the Kesef is Kesef Shivoy and not Kesef Kinyan, in Kesef Shivoy, that one is beginning to pay for the object, that is what is creating the Kinyan. It's not really a Din Kesef. It's the beginning of paying for the object. That's the Kinyan Kesef. It's the Kesef Shivoy that's being kinder. In such a case, a Milveh could also be considered Kesef. And a Milveh also, he's considered that he's giving the beginning to pay for the object. He's beginning to give the Shavis of the object. He's giving a value to the seller. He's giving him over the Milveh. He's giving him over a value. That's also considered a Kesef, to be Yetzer, the Halach of Kesef Shivoy. So therefore, the chiluk between Kedushin and Mecher is that by Kedushin it's Kesef Kinyan, and a Milveh cannot be considered Kesef Kinyan. Mashenkin, by a Mecher, where it's Kesef Shivoy, a Milveh could be considered a Kesef, and again a Kesef Shivoy. To summarize what we discussed on Yesh Dom Shein Kach Alipin, we mentioned the Machlekes, the Balamar, and the Melchamis. What is the Gemara referring to when it says Yesh Dom Shein Kach Alipin? The Balamar holds referring to a Achlofa of Shor B'Parah, only the mentioning B'Shas is giving the Shor, that not only I'm giving you a Shor for a Parah, I'm giving you a Shor worth $100 for the Parah. They spoke at the value of the Shor, they're giving over the Shor not as a Shor, but they're giving over as a Shor the value of $100. And therefore, we don't look at it as an exchange of a shor and a par. We look at it as a domim. We look at it as if he's giving a mois. And that's yesh dom shein kach halipin. In such a case, the mois can be kindness. But we don't look at this as a achlof of a shor and a par. But according to the Baal HaMor, they're exchanging right now a shor and a par. The Melchamis was chelik on the Baal HaMor. And the Melchamis holds that yesh dom shein kach halipin is first he sold him a shor and he owes him the money of the shor. And now they want to exchange this that he owes him the dmei ha-shor for a par. He wants to give him, in exchange for this that he owes him the Dmei HaShor, he wants to give a para in its stead, and he'll give him up, that he'll be Meichel, this that he owes him the Dmei HaShor. And in the Melchamis, we ask, L'chayvah, with what is he being kinder? One cannot be kinder with a milveh. Tosis brought the Gemara in Kedushin, and the Avavim and Beis, Mekash, and Milveh, and Mekudeshes, and the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin, and Madalaf, that by a Mecha, one cannot be kinder. So L'chayvah, how can one be kinder over here with the Dmei HaShor? One cannot be kinder with Alvar, and Tosis explained that we're not discussing over here that he's being kinder with the Dmei HaShor, that he's been kind of with the milveh, only he's been kind of with the anas mechilas milveh, with the anah of this that he's been moichel the chayv, and that we find by an isha it is mekudeshes. If one is mekadesh with the anas mechilas milveh, the isha is mekudeshes. And who adin, the Gemara over here is saying that by mecha one can be kind of with the anas mechilas milveh, and that is what we are referring to with this that we say, yesh dom shen kach halipin. The Bi'ur HaAgra is mitzayin that the Rambam is chaylik on Tosfos, and the Rambam holds that one can be koneh by a mecher with a milveh, and the Rambam holds that the sugyan bab metziah is chaylik on the sugyan kedushin, and even though in kedushin we hold one cannot be koneh with a milveh, the sugyan bab metziah is chaylik that one can be koneh by mecher with a avah. And we ask though, what is the chiluk between mecher and kedushin? The Rambam paskins mekadesh b'milveh ein mekudeshes. What's the chiluk that when it comes to a mecher or avah will create a mishapara and an arah sugya with a milsud l'shkicha will be kind of legami? We look at the milveh as a kesef, and when it comes to a by kedushin mekadesh b'milveh ein mekudeshes. So we said over to mahalchem, we said over the mahalchem of the avnim eluim that by kedushin there's a halacha that one can only give a kesef sheyesh leisha anominei. The Isha has to be able to be nana from the kesef she's receiving in order to create a maisa kedushin, and therefore a milveh is considered a kesef, but it's not a kesef that Isha has anor from, and therefore mekadesh from milveh is ainu mekudeshes. Mashenken by mecher, there's no halacha that the seller has to receive anor from the kesef. Memela, this that a milveh is considered a kesef is enough to create the kinyan, and it will create a mishapara b'makom that it's shchiach. The second malach we said over was from the Evan Ozel. The Evan Ozel is masbir. There's a chiluk between kesef kinyan and kesef shivoy, and by kedushin it's kesef kinyan. The etzem maisa nesinas kesef is mekadesh to isha. He's bechlal not paying for the value of the isha. It's a maisa kinyan of nesinas hakesef, and over there the milveh cannot be considered a kesef kinyan. We cannot see alva as kesef in the benegei maisa kinyan of kesef kinyan. Mashenke, when it comes to a mecher, the kesef one is giving to create the maisa kinyan is kesef shivoy, and by kesef shivoy it's one is beginning to pay for the value of the object. That's what creates the maisa kinyan. Umimela, a milveh also is considered beginning to pay for the object, and therefore by a mecher, a milveh can be koineh, being that a milveh could be considered kesef shivui.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.